Hi, is this Jamoris?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Mr. Bryce. It's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Is this a better time?
Actually, I'm on the phone with another gentleman from your company. I don't know if I need to continue to talk to him or hang up and talk to you.
I'm the one that is the account manager on this.
Okay. All right. He hung up. Okay. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, so we tried to get in touch with you earlier. I did leave a message for you as well. So, now, did you have any questions for me? I mean, I've got a little bit of information about your company as far as what I need here. It is two brothers in a truck LLC. You want the LLC to be included in that branding of the business name. And, of course, it's twobrothersinatruck.com. That's a domain that you own, right? Can we use that domain to build your website?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll be able to build that website. You already do own that domain. And then you do have photos, right, before and after photos, or at least some photos for the services that you provide, even your service vehicle or yourself?
I need to update them, but I do have photos.
Okay, so I don't know if I mentioned it to you before, but not only is the initial construction of the website included, the hosting, of course, but also the maintenance and updating of the website is included as well. So even if it's new jobs that we send you, you can take new photos or even videos, and we'll be able to add those photos and videos to the website. There's not any additional costs for us to do that. Like I said, it's as straightforward as it can get. Looks like you're speaking with Hans, right?
Yes.
He was just about to try to transfer the call over to me. Even at the moment that I was getting his message, I was calling you. That's kind of funny. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, is this the same one that you want your customers to call? The best number also for us to reach you?
Yeah, for right now, yes. I would like just for the number for them to call the home office, just the corporate number. But
got it.
Probably 2 weeks. If I need to update that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying if there's any things I would run into, if I would need to update information or whatnot.
Sure. Yeah, no problem with that. I mean, any information, whether it's a new email address or a new phone number, or if it's new services that you want to provide, or a special you want to run, a seasonal or holiday special or a military senior discount, whatever it is, we'll be able to update all of that content. There's no additional cost for us. But for right now, we'll use the 470-652-5165 number. That is the a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it to you before. Of course, most of the time you'll simply get phone calls for your services, direct phone calls from your potential customers. On the website that we'll build, though, there will be a contact or a lead form. People can tell you where they're located and what they're looking to have done. When they do that, you immediately get a text message and an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, whether they're calling... Yeah, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that lead form also repopulates right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting and where it's coming from, also who to follow up with. Now, I did have Jay Bryce at twobrothersinatruckllc.com. That's the best email address as well, right?
Yeah. Do y'all provide a business email address?
Have one. The at twobrothersinatruckllc.com is as good as it can get. I mean,
I pay for that through Google.
Right. We can offer that. I think it, there's a $19 charge.
Because that's the best service that I can cancel.
We can offer that and probably renew that same... the same email address. I mean, obviously, it's what you want with the two brothers in a truck LLC.com. So we can do that for you.
Thank you.
And then the other thing I wanted to ask you was, I know that you're service based. You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address that you would even want us to promote for your business.
No physical address.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a private residence. I'm looking.
That's fine. Yeah. The, the 2751 Hamilton Road, Southeast, Suite G3. That's like a personal address, right?
It is. How are you doing?
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if that were a shop or an outside office.
Can you taste the water? Is it, what's the pH on it? Because I don't drink. Yeah, because I don't drink no acid water.
Do you like a
Yeah, I do.
All
right, I'm over here conducting some business right quick. If you're going to, yeah, just come back down. All right. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. No problem at all. Obviously, you know, Google doesn't want to have a physical address online for your business. You'll be listed city and state, no zip code, and not that physical address. They, of course, wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you
thank
do.
You.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I updated my certificate of existence and I had to open my business checking account with Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I was on the phone with the lady and she was like, well, you don't have the suite number or department number listed on certificate of existence. I said, ma'am, I did that for a particular reason because people are crazy. They'll look my
phone and
just rot my house and, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Google knows that most businesses, most service-based businesses or field-based businesses are run from the home. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there. I mean, for Google, it's a credibility issue. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there on an address posted online and nobody's there to answer the door. But, of course, you know, they also respect everyone's privacy. And most service-based businesses running out of the home, nobody wants anyone to come to their door directly, right? So you'll be listed
right.
To city and state, no physical street address, and no zip code as well. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, this would be for the exact amount of $199, no setup fee, websites included. In fact, that is an exact amount. No taxes, fees, or surcharges or anything like that. I'll do a couple of things here. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar to schedule just that, our follow-up call from our technician, so we can get all the information that we need to accurately brand your business and, of course, build out that website, everything from the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about the company? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, customer satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. You know, 20 years of experience, we'll be able to put all of that on the website. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we will take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. What I would do now to secure the listing for Two Brothers in a Truck LLC is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us, Mr. Bryce. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the costs, and, of course, including the website, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jamoris, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
Two Brothers and a Truck LLC.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jamoris R. Bryce, owner, CEO.
Okay. And as the owner and CEO of Two Brothers in a Truck LLC, Mr. Bryce, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Jamoris, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, Mr. Bryce, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to see you online, pick up the phone, and call you directly, or reach out to you through your website, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Bryce, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in Hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll create for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure, even right down to the LLC, that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that your information stays accurate. Jamoris, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will create that website for you on that domain you have. We'll make sure that there's no physical address that appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information stays accurate. Now, with the reduction in the cost, with me even waiving that one-time setup fee, and with the website included at no additional cost, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today, the 12th of May, and the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. And once again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Jamoris, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. Bryce, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which does in fact mean, as I mentioned, that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of exactly $199. Once again, that is a fixed rate that will never go up. Now, this is a service that is offered completely at will, which means if after the second payment you find that you've got more work than you can take on, if you find you need to go on an extended vacation, you can, in fact, even pause our service seasonally if necessary. And, of course, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, by simply contacting our client support team. Now, all that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Bryce, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jamoris, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, that does conclude the voice verification. And is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
You said it was a MasterCard?
Yes.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Just my name on the card.
Is the middle initial of R on that card as well?
Nah, it's without the R.
Not on that particular card. No middle initial. Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard. Mr. Bryce, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5104. Mm-hmm. 0402.
Yes, sir.
3131.
Okay.
2869.
And the expiration month and year?
1124.
11 of 24, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
741.
Okay, so I've got 741, 741 on the back, and then 11 or November of 2024 for the expiration. Mr. Bryce, was the card itself 5104-0402, 3131, 2869?
Mm-hmm.
And does that bill at the 2751 Hamilton Road in Marietta, 30060?
Yeah, apartment G4.
Okay, perfect. Now, in the next minute or so, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Is this something that you can send it to me an email?
No problem. Yeah, you'll get that by email. Actually, our automated system will send it to you in just about a minute or so. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Our email address for client support will be on that confirmation email as well. You'll receive that email. Our automated system sends it out just every couple of minutes. Our emails are sent out in bulk. So you should, in about a minute or so, receive that email. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. In fact, I actually wish that they would send the invoice email first and then send the welcome email a couple minutes down the road. But you'll receive the invoice email as well, and there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and again, like I said, since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But if you receive that invoice email or the text message, just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there.
Yeah, Local Splash support, dear Jamarius Bryce. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. If
correct.
You're having trouble viewing the image, please make sure to click the view image located near the top of the email.
Right. And then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that's hyperlinked, and it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, which is actually directly where that text message would have opened if you opened up the text. So that's what we want you to see, talking about optimizing your Google Business profile. Of course, we will mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you scroll down about halfway, two-thirds of the way down, you'll see where it says under SMS communications, it does populate the mobile number 470-652-5165. We just want you to make sure that that is your phone number, that you do have access to it, and that it does receive text messages. The box below it is actually opt out of receiving SMS or text messages, and since we do want to be able to send you text messages, please do not click on that box. If you scroll all the way down, though, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across.
What did it say that box said? I just make sure I don't. I see SMS communication.
Yeah, it's got your phone number. Yeah, the box below it, opt out of it. Don't click on it. If you accidentally click on it, just click on it again. It'll unclick it. And then at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's another small box. This one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. We do actually want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below that long line with the arrow pointing towards it, you can tap or click right in that box and either type in or copy and paste Jamoris Bryce. It is case sensitive, so the J and B need to be capitalized with appropriate spacing. If you copy and paste it, just be careful though to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, click on the box below it that says confirm signature. That actually does a couple of things, actually a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it is that flat rate, that the rate will never go up, that we waived your setup fee, that we are even including the website for you. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that screen.
Okay. I didn't see where it said opt out of the text message, so because I'm on my mobile phone.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, we don't want you to click on that box. It's just the one box down at the very bottom that we do want you to click on. And then once you've got your, once you tap on that longer box, just type in your first and last name with the J and the B capitalized.
Now it sent me to the local splash username password setup.
Okay. So the reason it's asking you, and first of all, you can disregard that right now. The reason it's asking you for a username and password, this is coming from my.localsplash.com, which is actually the same dashboard portal that you will very soon be using to access your tracking and your reporting system. The automated system actually thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you were able to put in a password and a username, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created yet, your tracking system has not been enabled. The username, though, is your phone number. And the username will always be the phone number. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. The area code, though, is included. This is more for your records. Again, you don't have to try to input it right now. But the username is 470-652-5165. Now, in the next couple of days, once your client dashboard is activated, we'll email and text you and maybe even call and give you the username and the password. Now, you can always update and change the password once you're able to log in. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end, with the one exception of that follow-up call from our technician. Now, I'm not sure if I can get the 4 o'clock. They usually like more than a few minutes of advance notice. We are today, unfortunately, booked out at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. I can do as early as 10 o'clock tomorrow or as late as 6 o'clock tomorrow. But if you like, I can try real quick to see if they can do that 4 o'clock. It would be not right at 4, but maybe they'll call you in about 10, 15 minutes and still get that client interview done. It's scheduled by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Would you like me to see if we can get you that phone call from our client interview team? All right. I'll know in just a second, and they may not be able to accommodate it. I did see a space available. That's why I'm trying to see if we can do it. But they usually do ask for more advance notice than this. But let me just, I'm going to send a quick message over to the supervisor over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's usually pretty quick to respond.
So how long is it going to take for my website and everything to be up and running?
So we always will kind of, under promise and over deliver. So we'll say about 3, 4, 5 business days for us to do your website. Of course, the sooner you can get us the photos, the better it will be. I did already message the supervisor there, and he'll let me know in just a second. He's usually pretty quick unless he's not at his desk, but,
okay.
We'll see. But yeah, it would be about a 25-30 minute phone call, just kind of go over the basic questions that I mentioned earlier. And then if we can't do 4 o'clock right now, it would have to wait until tomorrow, but I'm hoping that he'll respond in just a minute here. And then once I do have that client interview scheduled, I'll send you a confirmation. Well, I'll send you a calendar invite to your email address that we have on file. Usually you'll get an automated email. If there's an hour in advance notice, you'll get an automated email through our system that the call itself is scheduled that following hour. Of course, if I can get you that 4 o'clock, there wouldn't be time for the automated system to send you that email. In fact, it would be just a few minutes after if I can schedule it, but he's not answering, so I'm not sure if he's away from his desk or if he's in a meeting. I don't see anything on his calendar, but yeah, I'm not hearing back from me. He usually is a lot faster than this, so he might even just be away from his desk or stuck in a meeting or something. But if you are available, like I said, they would usually want about 10, 15 minutes advance notice to prepare for it. He may let me know in a minute or so, but as a backup, if I can schedule something else, and maybe he'll respond while I'm trying to schedule something else, tomorrow we could do as early as 10 o'clock. There's an 11, 12, 1, there's a 2 o'clock. Actually, any spot available with the exception of 3 o'clock, including 4, 5, and 6, there's at least one spot available. We try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible, which is why at the end of the day, it's not uncommon for us to be booked out. If I can't get that 4 o'clock today, would something as early as 10 or as late as 6 o'clock tomorrow, somewhere in between, work out even better for you? Mr. Bryce, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So if I cannot get approval for that 4 o'clock client interview today, would you want something as early as 10 o'clock tomorrow, as late as 6 o'clock, somewhere in between? We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half that time.
Let me check my schedule for tomorrow. Let me make sure there's nothing that I'm running into.
Okay.
Yeah, 10 o'clock is fine.
Okay. I'll schedule it for tomorrow then. Like I said, Caesar is his name. He's the supervisor over there in the client interview team. He's not yet responded back, so I don't think it'd be okay at this point for me to schedule what has already started that 4 o'clock hour. But we'll schedule it for 10 o'clock tomorrow, and it will get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. You'll receive a reminder email. Now that we're scheduling it in advance, you'll receive the reminder email at 9. Excuse me. I had to put it on mute, and I sneezed real loud. I wouldn't want to sneeze in your ear.
It's all good.
Okay. So you'll get a reminder email at 9 o'clock that the call itself is scheduled for 10. I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now for that 10 o'clock hour. It does have your username, which again is your phone number, basically your phone number, just the numbers only. Then it's got your name and then your actual phone number. Now, in that automated email that you've got, the email address is support@localsplash.com. And again, like I said, you'll have that by email. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything, even photos there. When they do that client interview tomorrow, they'll officially give you the photos@localsplash.com email. If you wanted to email the photos team directly, photos department. But you can send anything and everything to support@localsplash.com, but please do include either your phone number or your username, which, like I said, are basically the same thing. Other than that, I'm glad that we finally did reconnect. I appreciate you calling in at the exact moment I was trying to call you back, but I'm excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up and running, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. It is going to be someone else from our client interview department giving you that follow-up call tomorrow around 10, but you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and you enjoy the weekend.
You do the assignment. Thank you again.
I sure will. Thank you, Mr. Bryce. Jamaris, you take care. Have a great night, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.